Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. Very pretty piece called Star Maker, played by the Roy Hargrove Quintet. Roy Hargrove was the flugelhorn player with that lovely tone, Justin Robinson on alto sax, Gerald Clayton piano, Danton Bowler bass, and Montez Coleman on drums. Star Maker is a tune written by Lou Marini, and it's on Roy Hargrove's CD, Ear Food. Roy Hargrove Quintet has been playing at Dimitrios Jazz Alley the last several nights, and they'll be there again tonight, final night of their current engagement. Hello, welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Jim Wilkie with you here. We're going to be listening to some music by some of the artists who are appearing around the Seattle area in the next week or so, and sharing some recent releases by others along the way. Pianist and singer Ariel Pocock's first album is just being released. It's called Touchstone. It's on Artist Share, and she has an all-star cast with her. She grew up in the Bellevue area and attended Newport High School and also went to the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. Her first album with an all-star cast, she has Larry Grenadier on bass, Julian Lage on guitar, and Eric Harland on drums in this reharmonized version of All the Things You Are. Ariel Pocock at the piano. Thank you.
walk with my baby, and I know we're nothing flat. I've got something mellow other fellas whistle at. When we go for a walk, I know soon as we're out, with no shadow of doubt, he's got lots to be proud of. He's hip and he's lucky, and I'm walking on a cloud. A girl half as lovely would make other fellas proud. He loves all of my charms, but one's really a ball. He loves those shiny stockings and most of all. I walk with my baby, and I know we're nothing flat. I've got something mellow other fellas whistle at. When we go for a walk, I know soon as we're out, with no shadow of doubt, that he's got lots to be proud of. You know he's hip and he's lucky, and I'm walking on a cloud. A girl half as lovely would make other fellas proud. He loves all of my charms, but one's really a ball. Frank loves those shiny stockings, loves those shiny stockings. He loves those shiny stockings most of all. Yeah.
Trish Hatley doing the vocal there, music from a new compilation drawn from several of her previous albums, five different albums. Trish Hatley singing here with Darren Clendenin on piano, Larry Holloway on bass, and Ken French on drums and shiny stockings. The CD is titled The Essential Trish Hatley. Before that, Ariel Pocock at the piano, the young pianist and singer, with her very first album, Touchstone, on Artist's Share. And Ariel Pocock heard here with Larry Grenadier on bass and Julian Lage on guitar, Eric Harland on drums, and that version of Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. Here's a look at some of the things that are available jazz-wise around town today and in the coming week. Roy Hargrove Quintet, as we mentioned, is closing out their current stint at Jazz Alley tonight. And Doug Beaver's Conjunto Riviera with Carlos Cascante and Thomas Marriott is playing at the Royal Room tonight. That should be an exciting Latin jazz event. And Earshot presents Lucian Ban and Matt Maneri at Pancho Concert Hall at Cornish College tonight. Monday night, the Jim Knapp Orchestra, reconstituted, is going to be playing at Tula's. We'll be recording for an upcoming Jazz Northwest. Ben Thomas and his Tangent Trio will be playing at the Royal Room Monday night. On Tuesday night, Roberta Gamberini, one of the finest jazz singers out there these days, will be opening a two-night run at Jazz Alley with her group. Roberta Gamberini plays Tuesday and Wednesday. Critical Mass Big Band will be playing at Tula's on Tuesday night. Wednesday night, the regular Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at the Ship Canal Grill, also including a jam with some fine young musicians, many of them coming over from the University of Washington across the bridge. Thursday night, Darcy James Argue, one of the brightest composer-arranger stars on the scene today, has been winning all kinds of awards. He's been in residence at Cornish College of the Arts, working with the Cornish College Contemporary Big Band at Cornish, and they will be playing a concert of Darcy James Argue's music on Thursday night at Cornish's Pancho Theater on Capitol Hill. This is really well worth seeing. Friday night, Bill Frisell with Kong Vu and Robin Holcomb will be playing at the Jones Playhouse at 40th and University on the edge of the University of Washington campus, part of the Earshot Jazz Festival. And also the same night, the Mark Seals Group will be downtown playing at Tula's. And Manhattan Transfer opens a three-night run at the Triple Door Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday, the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays music of Dave Brubeck, orchestrated for the Big Band, playing at Nordstrom Recital Hall, and John Pugh Quartet will be at Tula's. The SRJO's Sunday concert next Sunday at Kirkland Performance Center is already sold out. Tickets may be in short supply for the Saturday night performance. Don't dally. And for more information about other good things to go and see and do, see the KPLU calendar, as well as the earshot.org calendar, and daily updates available on seattlejazzscene.com. Earshot Jazz Festival continues through November 17th. Here's music featuring Doug Beavers on trombone. He was a collaborator with Larry Barilow and the Latin Jazz Collective on the album Carmen's Mambo. Beavers is in town playing tonight at the Royal Room with his Conjunto Riviera with Carlos Cascante and Thomas Marriott. Here's the Larry Barilow recording with the Latin Jazz Collective and Doug Beavers, who's heard here on trombone. He was also co-composer with Larry Barilow on this piece called Pa'lante, Moving Ahead. Thank you. The Jim Knapp Orchestra, one of Jim Knapp's compositions and arrangements titled Secular Breathing, which featured the three tenors Mark Taylor, Saul Klein, and Rob Davis on tenor saxes, John Hansen at the piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and great lead trumpet work from Brad Allison from the album Secular Breathing by the Jim Knapp Orchestra, which we'll be playing on Monday night at Tula's. Looking forward to that. Always a pleasure to hear the Jim Knapp Orchestra. Before that, we were listening to a group led by Larry Barilow, the percussionist, and a tune he wrote with trombonist Doug Beavers titled Palante, Moving Ahead. Melicio Magdaluyo was the flute leading voice in that, Mike Olmos on trumpet, and Marco Diaz on piano. The trombonist Doug Beavers is playing tonight, leading a group with Conjunto Rivera at the Royal Room. Carlos Cascante and Thomas Marriott are with him tonight at the Royal Room. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Also looking forward next week to the appearance of one of our very favorite singers, Roberta Gamberini. She will be singing Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley with her group. I like the quality of her voice and her intonation, and she's very musical. Here is a good test of a singer for sure. Not an easy song to sing. It was written by Michel Legrand. The English words here are by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, with Eric Gunnison at the piano, George Mraz on bass, and Al Foster at the drums. Roberta Gamberini sings, "You Must Believe in Spring."
Must believe in
spring and believe in love and trust, it's on its way, just as the sleeping rose awaits the come and go. Where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. You must believe in spring. Thank you.
That's music by Darcy James Argue, who is currently in residence at the Cornish College of the Arts and will be conducting a concert Thursday night, October 31st, at Poncho Theater at the Cornish College of the Arts. It will be with the Cornish Contemporary Big Band. I think it's going to be a special concert. Darcy James Argue is originally from Vancouver, as a matter of fact. He now makes his home in the New York City area, and he has been attracting a lot of attention from critics and polls and so on and so forth for large ensemble, for up-and-coming artists, the Jazz Journalist Awards, Downbeat, Jazz Times, and so on. His music is really attracting a lot of very favorable attention, and everything I've heard by him is wonderful. As far as I know, there's only the one recording of him called Infernal Machines, and from that recording, we just heard a piece called Zeno, which featured the trombonist Ryan Keberly. Darcy James Argue and the Cornish Contemporary Big Band play Thursday night at Poncho Theater at the Cornish College of the Arts. Singer Roberta Gamberini heard before that from her album So in Love, and Roberta with Eric Gunnison at the piano in that beautiful Michel Legrand song with words by Marilyn and Alan Bergman, You Must Believe in Spring. Roberta Gamberini will be singing at Dimitrios Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday nights. I'm looking forward to that one as well. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. The bass player and composer John Hamer has a new recording titled Idle Wild. Two words, Idle Wild. And it shows a series of transmission towers. And the tune that we're going to play is called Jump Off Joe. There are a number of geographical features around the Northwest called Jump Off Joe. I have no idea who Joe is or what he jumped off of, but there's a former rock pillar off the Oregon coast. There's a butte in Benton County. There's a mountain in Grant County. There's a lake in Stevens County, a point in Garfield County, and a creek in Josephine County. I've seen signs at different times that said Jump Off Joe. I don't know which one John Hamer had in mind when he wrote this tune, but here it is with Rich Perry on tenor sax, Todd Del Giudice on alto sax, Julian McDonough on drums, and John Hamer on bass. This is Jump Off Joe. Thank you. It's a tune called Jump Off Joe, and it comes from the new CD by John Hamer titled Idle Wild. With Rich Perry on tenor and Todd DelGiudice on alto, John Hamer was on bass and Julian McDonough at the drums in Jump Off Joe. And that's it for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back again next Sunday afternoon at this same time with more music featuring our great Northwest resident artists. Join us again then. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service.